Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We actually have 320 individuals on the line. Thank you so much for tuning in at this particular hour. Now listen, I'm going to be very honest with y'all tonight. I wasn't feeling so well, and so I told God, I said, God, I have to get in the bed and put that heating pad on, and, you know, and I was just talking to God like that, and God says, no, there's someone who needs to hear the word. There's someone who needs to be encouraged. And remember, on yesterday, you said it's not about you, it's about people. And so we have to remember that. It's not about that my neck is hurting, my whole body is hurting, and that my allergies are messing up, but it's about people who need to hear the word of God. So I said all that to say this. You're going to hear me, and I'm going to have some peppermint in my mouth to keep me from coughing, to keep me kind of, my mouth was on fire, my tongue was on fire. And so these peppermints kind of soothe my mouth while I'm speaking. And I really don't do that when I'm speaking, but I have to make it through this particular ministry because somebody needs to hear it. Someone needs to be encouraged. And I kind of deviated. We was going to focus on a spiritual guide on the go. We was going to focus on that solely. But God says we need to pray, and we need to pray without ceasing, so we have to pray first. And we were going to pray first anyway, but there's going to be a special emphasis on prayer. And those of you who are on the journey, God specifically spoke, and we're going to keep encouraging one another to keep on keeping on, keep on going. God is not ready for you to get off of your course. That's what God is speaking. He's not ready for you to get off your course. He wants you to keep going. And the power of life and death, tongue, is not in the physical body, because in the physical body could literally die. But if God wants it to live, God can revive it. And so it's very important that we speak power. It's very important that we speak life and we speak encouraging words as we go on this journey. And so as we begin to get ready to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and yes, you're going to hear some candy in my mouth, but that's the only way we're going to make it here. I want you to really focus on what God is saying and listen to Psalm 136. And apply it to your life. And then afterwards, we're going to go ahead and go into prayer. And then we're going to go ahead and go into the spiritual guide. And we're going to talk today about Joseph a little bit. And Joseph endured until the end. And that's what God is saying unto us. So here we go. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Excuse me. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going unto God in prayer. And this is not going to be a prayer where we say bow your heads and close your eyes. If you want to, you can do that. But it's a revelation prayer from God. This is not from me, it's from God. Prayer simply says that you must remain in the race, for the race is not given unto the swift, but is given unto them who endure to the end. Life was never meant to be run at a fast pace. It was always meant to be run at the will of God. If God has brought you this far, he's not going to leave you. And since we know that God is not going to leave us, we must continue to think positive and think on the good things and keep pressing toward the mark of the highest call. We must lift up our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. We must continue to hear the word of God. And our mouths must continue to speak his holy word through how we live and how we treat each other on a daily basis. Our feet must continue to walk into the path of righteousness, turn away from evil, and continue to walk into the will of God. For it is God who is the Alpha and Omega, and that goes for our lives as well. We are not to dictate when we live or when we die, but we are to speak life in every situation. As some of you listen from your cars, your homes, your jobs, hospitals, God did not give you the spirit of fear. God has not given up on you. You have given up on yourself. And it is time to begin speaking life. We all want to stop at some point and take a break, but God says never give up and never give in. Because if the road was easy, those individuals who are on the perimeter would be on this road. But if God has called you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Just imagine if God hung on the cross and he says, I'm tired, I want to get down. I don't want to do this anymore because this is a sinful world anyway. They sin every day anyways. What if God gave up on us like we give up on him? The Lord speaks life. He speaks encouragement, and he speaks the will to survive any storm. People don't typically lose their lives in a storm because of the storm. People lose their lives because of the lack of refuge. And oh, when the storms of life comes, there is no building on earth that can shelter us but the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when it covers us, can be the refuge in any place. So I encourage each and every one of you, wherever you are, it doesn't matter, to lift up your eyes, not as a hopeless person in hell, but lift up your eyes as a person determined to have eternal life in heaven, and to one day meet our Savior face to face. Oh, it's encouraging to know that we are working towards someone who loves us. But we must endure until the end. We must not give up. We must not quit because it's not about us. It's all about God. God did not give us the spirit of fear, and we should fear nothing. And we should have a Lazarus moment in that whatever situation we feel like is hopeless, that God is able to turn it around. I want to leave you with this, and I have no idea what the Lord is going to relay, but life is a journey that many people walk each and every day. A life that no one knows what winds may come our way. But as we go on through life, hoping and praying, we realize that we become weak. But in that moment that we become weak, we must kneel at our Father's feet. Yet we know that there's a God who sits high and looks low. We must all cross the valley through. But when we cross the valley, we should look up at the mountain, because God will surely see us through. be not discouraged, be not dismayed, for life is just temporary. But let me tell you this before we finish. God is going to make a way. He's going to turn aside every evil thought and put it in a perspective of love, because that's the type of God we serve, a God from heaven up above. No, don't focus on the poems or how the lyrics flow. Know my Jesus. That's all you need to know. So as you listen or as you lay, remember this. On the 10th day, weeping may endure for a night, but oh, joy is coming in the morning. So when you feel like quitting, you better not, because God will help you in the morning. You need to get some sleep. Rest very well, because God can do it, and only time will tell. That's beautiful. That's encouraging. That's from God. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. There are a lot of things. I told you on this journey, I told you we were going to face some storms. I told you that. Now, I don't feel well right now. My neck is hurting. My shoulders is hurting. My back is hurting. My throat feels like it's on fire. My allergies, they're activated. But guess what? I'm going to think on the good things. And I know that in the morning, it's going to be different, because I believe in God. And you have to say that for yourself. It's going to be all over in the morning. This journey that we went on, I told you it's not going to be easy. I told you there were some stopping points. I told you there were some pivotal moments in which you feel like, I want to go back. Forget this. I will stand in the perimeter. Because guess what? The people in the perimeter, they're going through the storms, but they're not covered. That's why it's important for us to come out of the area. So don't throw in the towel, no matter where you are. Just because you heard something or just because somebody said something doesn't mean that that report is final until God puts his stamp of approval on it. But if you do not speak life, if you are not speaking encouraging things, then you are negating the possibilities and the miracles that God can do. God is not ready for you to give up. He is not ready for you to give in. We have to keep walking. I wanted to take a break. God said, no, somebody needs to listen. Somebody needs to hear this. It's not about you, Alfreda. It's about the people who listen to the word of God. Amen? Amen. On that note, let's go ahead and move on so I can make sure that y'all go to bed, because I don't want y'all saying, well, I woke up late because I was listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com or the StellaGospelMusic.com, and Dr. Love, Alfreda was talking, and we're not going to do that. We're going to move on. We're going to look at Joseph. We're looking at Joseph because I want y'all to be encouraged. We're going to look at Joseph a little bit and talk about Joseph. And I want you to put yourself in Joseph's place, his situation. Think about Joseph. It doesn't matter who you are. When I say put yourself in Joseph's place, I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about disposition. I'm talking about character. I'm talking about behavior, because we all go through a time in our lives where we just want to throw in the towel because we're tired. For instance, I want to go to bed, and God says, it's not time to go to bed. You have to do what I asked you to do and be obedient. You're on a journey. Amen. Amen. So we look at Joseph, and I want you to take on his characteristics. In Genesis 37, it records the story of a man by the name of Joseph. And he had to endure some trials in the Bible. How many of you have had to endure some trials? If you say you haven't, then you haven't lived. You must be a baby. Amen. actually had to endure some things. Think about some trials in your life. What are some trials that you've had to endure? For instance, these allergies every time in October of every year, y'all. These allergies last until at least January. But you know what? I'm decreeing and declaring that these allergies be up soon because I'm ready to feel better so that I can give more. These allergies have been on me probably since September. But those are trials that we go through, things that we go through. There are people who are sick in the hospital that we're thinking about. Those things, the things that we go through. But Joseph in his youth, all of us have been young, was despised by his brothers because they felt their father loved Joseph more than all of his brethren. Just think about it. Think about this particular situation where you've been in a situation. It doesn't have to be family. It could be anybody else where you felt like this person loves, for instance, it could be a materialistic thing more than me when you think about spouses or when you think about friendships, something where you felt like you was unappreciated or you was unloved. The brothers hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now, this goes for lust in the heart. It's not so much of brothers feeling like their father or someone feeling like someone's loving them more. God is showing us that in their hearts toward Joseph, the reason why they couldn't get along with their brother or they couldn't get along, or the reason why people are not getting along when we say brothers and sisters, we're even talking about friends and people that we encounter, is because of what's in our hearts. That's what God is saying. He says, in order to be able to endure until the end, we have to have healthy and strong hearts. And if we have that hatred and jealousy within our hearts that we cannot form peace with individuals or even our own blood, then God is saying that you cannot be at peace. Not only are we not at peace with our fellow man or woman, but we're not at peace with God. And how in the world are you going to be able to endure until the end in this journey when things are going on at the beginning of the journey, such as sickness and people in the hospitals, and you're praying for people and you're in the corner for people and you're on your face praying? How in the world are we going to survive this journey if our hearts are weak? If our hearts are not right, how are we going to survive? Now, Joseph had a great gift, and he was able to interpret dreams, and he dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him more. And this is not so much of a sibling rival. God is showing an illustration of how close people can be unto us. It's not so much of the brothers and the siblings, but it's a relationship that we have with people who are close to us. You have to be careful what you tell people, because in looking at the journey, although you're on the will of God, people can distract you from the journey. If you tell too many people about the dreams that God has given unto you. Now, as I said before, I want to revert back as God is showing this. When we talked about our needs and wants, when we put our family and our friends and ourselves, I said that my particular category looked the same, because what I want for myself, I also want for my family and my friends. Prosperity, I want them to be closer to God, love, joy, peace. I want that for my friends as well. And so God is saying that in order for us to endure to the end, he says, first, we must have a healthy heart. That means that be careful in the mornings, be careful what we put and pour into our hearts. He says, because hatred can set in, and you have to be careful when you're connected and there's constant hatred, there's constant lack of peace. You have to let it go. You have to disconnect, God says, so that you can continue to walk on the right track. And then God says that when he gives us gifts, and each one of us has a gift, and it's a gift that God has given. You may be able to minister. You may be able to go into the prophetic realm. You may be able to teach and lead. You may be able to love, and you may be the shoulder that each person needs to cry on. But either gift or whatever you have, it's very important that when God is getting ready to do something in your life, you have to be careful of who's in your circle. That's not saying that you keep everything and you be paranoid about people, but God says that you have to be very careful with who you are close to, because that person can either help grow you or they can help you digress. And so we're trying to move forward. So Joseph had these dreams. How many of you have dreams? Everybody has dreams. But he was anointed by God, and he could dream things, and it was a prophetic dream in which he could interpret these dreams of what was to come. And people get this sometimes mixed up with soothsaying or all these other things that's of the world. But when God puts his stamp of approval on anything such as dreams or goals or gifts, then it's an anointing from God. So one day after Joseph had told his brothers, who hated him even more for telling them about this dream, Joseph decided that he was going to feed the flock. Now, God says, think about how you go on your journey. Some of you go to work. Some of you are your own entrepreneurs, praise God. Some of you just going along your way. You're on a camping trip or you're on vacation. And so you go to feed the flock, and the brothers had left and they had gone to another town. And Joseph headed out to go find his brothers. And his brothers saw Joseph in a distance and plotted to say that an evil beast had devoured him. Reuben heard the brothers say that they was going to slay Joseph, and he delivered Joseph out of his brother's hands so that he may live. That is a testimony. And if you look at Genesis 37, 12 through 20, you'll find that story. So what is God saying about enduring to the end? He says, be careful who you have in your circle. Amen. That doesn't mean that you shun everybody. That doesn't mean that you be paranoid and say, oh, my God, I'm not going to deal with this person, and this person. God says that he calls it a legion. He says you have people who are connected to you. Mm-hmm. You have people who are connected to you. He says, but they have no purpose for your journey. They're just there for whatever reason. And so you have to be able to discern who you need in your circle for this journey so that you can endure to the end. Think about when you're running a race. Amen. You need somebody to encourage you, and you need to encourage yourself along the way. Who are those people? But God says we have to caution ourselves in this journey and on our way to blessings, because if we don't caution ourselves, the most people that's closest to us, what will happen is, because our hearts are not right, God says that we will not have any peace. And just for bringing in a little bit of health, when you are not at peace and when you're arguing and you're upset and you're mad every single day, you're increasing your blood pressure, because the blood flow in your brain, amen, is not able to really flow well because you're upset. Your blood pressure is up. So you have to make sure that your heart is right. Amen. Because that causes, when you're at odds and you're angry and you're upset and you have anxiety, you're raising that blood pressure up. Believe it or not, you're raising the blood pressure up. You're causing your heart to work harder, and it's not healthy. That's another thing. So when we talk about endure to the end, the first point, as I said before, is to make sure that your inner circle, no matter who it is, make sure that you're at peace. Amen. Make sure that you're at peace, because God calls it a legion. He says it's like a legion. And, you know, if it's not adding value to your life, let it go. It doesn't mean stop praying, but it says let it go. And then the one is, a lot of people have great gifts. You know what your gift is. I don't know what your gift is. You know what your gift is. A lot of people have great gifts. You have to be careful. Even the closest persons, you have to be careful what you tell people, right? Because sometimes people's hearts are right and sometimes they're not. That's why it's very important that you summon your family and your friends and everybody you know to listen to the word of God about heart surgery, because we all need a heart fixing and a mind regulation every day. But guess what? We only do it on Mondays on the Afrita Love Show. But you can never have too many heart fixtures or mind regulators. You can never have too many. So Joseph, his brothers, they became more angry with him because he was so talented. And his brothers, or the people closest to him, decided that they was going to plot to kill him and say that he was devoured by some type of animal or evil beast. And Reuben, how many of you know that we had those friends? Reuben was able to help save Joseph. God says that you're always covered, dangers seen and unseen. That's why it's so important that you keep running the race, but you do so with patience. You keep running the race, but do it with patience. And understand that you are covered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're covered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's very important that you keep running the race. Run the race. Run the race with determination. Very important. Okay? So Reuben was able to save Joseph, although they had plotted to hurt Joseph. Genesis 39:10-18 shows that Joseph, like all of us, faced another obstacle, right? There are many obstacles. I told you, this is an obstacle course. That's what the journey is about. It's an obstacle. But Joseph was faced because he was accused of a crime that he did not commit, and he was thrown in jail. So not only was Joseph plotted against, but he was thrown in jail because he was wrongfully accused of a crime. That's in Genesis 39:20-23. So he was in prison with the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt. And they both had a dream, the butler and the baker. They had a dream. I think about Dr. Martin Luther King every time I hear this story. They had a dream. And guess who was able to interpret it? Joseph noticed that these individuals, the butler and the baker, were very sad after they had their dream. And the baker and the butler told Joseph about their dream, but they had no one who could interpret it. How many of you have dreams and you have no idea what the dream means? You have no idea unless the Lord shows you what it means. Well, that's how the baker and the butler felt. They had a dream, and they were very sad about this dream, but they had no idea what this dream meant. What does it mean? What's the next steps? What do I do about this particular dream? So Joseph said interpretations belong to God. That's Genesis 40:4-13. So once the servants found out, you know how word gets out, that Joseph had an ability, each one of the servants told Joseph about their dream. And God was able to speak to Joseph concerning the dream. So the voice of God was coming through Joseph, right? And then Pharaoh, y'all remember Pharaoh, who was the ruler of the land, had a dream, and Joseph was able to interpret his dream and was put in charge of all of Egypt and was able to avoid a famine, Genesis 41:25-41. So he was blessed. Life is always full of storms, as you can see in this brief synopsis of Joseph. But after the storms, there's always sunshine. Now, Joseph endured a lot of pain throughout his life, but even in his valley moments, those lowest points, he was a leader because of the gifts that God gave. So you have to ask yourself, what storms are you facing that have you bound? Even if you're in a dark place or a valley moment in your life, how are you perfecting your walk with God? Are you really giving it your all? Are you really trying to finish the course? Or are you saying, I'm going to give up before I even start? Or are you saying, I'm going to give up because I'm just tired? If God is making a way out of no way to bless and help, the least we can do is to continue to do the will of God. Very important. Continue to do the will of God no matter what. Very important. The race, no, it's not given to the swift when we're talking about spirituality, but it's given to those who endure until the end. Are you enduring? Are you giving up? You must endure until the end. Very important. Endure until the end. Don't give up. And guess what? Don't give in. You have to endure until the end. Amen? It's not time to give up. It's not time to give in. If anything, you should be running faster because God is giving you a second chance. It looked bad. What looked bad? The circumstances looked real bad. But God is giving you a second chance, and while you have breath in your body, while you have breath in your body, you ought to praise the Lord as hard as you can. While you have breath in your body, you ought to thank God. And while you still have breath in your body, you ought to pray to God for whatever it is, whether it's a cold, whether it's I have to keep eating peppermints in order for me to make it through because my throat, whatever it is, long as you have breath in your body, it's not over. Amen? God has the final say. He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Not only concerning the earth, but concerning our lives. He has the first word when we're born, and he has the last word when we pass away. And we must all go through those processes. But as long as you're able to have breath in your body, you keep running, walking, jogging, crawling, whatever you have to do in the journey. Stay in the race. Don't give up. I told you, going. You may have to take a break, right? Unless God tells you this is not a good time to take a break because somebody needs to hear the word of God. If the Lord allows you to take a break and rest, do it. If he say keep running, keep running. Because that means that somebody is being encouraged by you. This is not the time to give up on God. You have started the journey. How do I know you started? Because you still have breath in your body. Whether you're standing at the perimeter or you in the house, you in the area, you have started the journey. Some of y'all not moving, and some of you are moving, but you're moving in the wrong direction because you're supposed to be coming out of the area going into the perimeter. And those in the perimeter, you're supposed to be coming into the area. So everybody's supposed to be moving, but some of us are standing still. So you in the house, you in the journey, you just not moving. And it's by your choice. God gave you tools to use in order to walk or in order to move. And so it's up to you. You're going to have to make up in your mind. We're going to have to make up in our mind. I want to stay the course. I don't know what's down the road for me, but I know the promise that God showed me. I don't know how soon this promise is coming. Somebody received theirs today. I don't know how soon this promise is coming, but God promised it, and I'm going to keep running to see what the end is going to be. That's up to us. God is not going to force us to continue to walk. God is going to encourage us. And it's very important during the play this music so it won't seem like I'm fussing. I'm just being real because God has been too good for us to give up on God. He's been too good. And it's time now to decide. We have people all over this land, all over this country, who listens to this ministry because of God, not because of me. We have people who have endured storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and they listen to this ministry. You didn't endure it because you're so tough and strong. You endured it because of the word of God and because you were covered. And some of y'all, once you got out of the storm, you still went back to the perimeter because you didn't want to come in the area because it's too much. And some of you are on the journey, and God is giving you a second and third chance. He's putting breath in your body, and you don't even want to walk. You don't even want to finish the journey. It's time to start taking this journey in a serious manner, y'all. Time is winding down. It's getting late. The sun is going down. And if you don't understand, because there are people listening all over this land and country, and we're all in different situations. As long as you have breath in your body, you have time. Use the breath that you have to uplift our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to praise God, to thank God is very important. God doesn't have to give us this breath in our bodies. He don't have to give us a second and third chance at life. He don't have to keep us in the midnight hours. He don't have to dry our eyes. God doesn't owe us a thing. But we owe God everything. And the least we can do, even in the midst of storms, because we know that God is there, is to pray. God is speaking. He says, think about the Hebrew boys. They were in the fiery furnace. But God said he went in. He didn't have to. He had already died for us. Why does he have to go and suffer in the fire with the Hebrew boys? Because he loved us. So why do we complain on a daily basis about life, about what we have, what we don't have, what we wish we had? Use what you have and be thankful unto God. Because just like that storm, everybody didn't make it, because that was the will of God. But you did. How do I know? Because you're listening to this ministry right now. And so I pause for this moment, because it's time to come from out in the perimeter. All you have to do is say, Lord, I surrender. I'm not telling you don't go to church. I'm not telling you that you can't do that at church. But I'm saying it can start at home. That's why it says charity starts at home. Because you can give your life to Christ at home. You don't have to be in a church. But God, once you do that, God will start leading you in the right path. You will start being in the right places and doing the right things. Y'all, we got to get serious, man. I'm pleading with you all. We got to get serious. Time is winding down. And my job, my purpose, is to help as many people as I can, as well as help myself. It's very important. It's good to dwell in the house of the Lord. It's good to spend time with God. It's good to tell God, thank you, I appreciate you, God, for what you're doing in my life. It's good when you're able to introduce God to someone else. It's very important. You have to do it. God is not going to force us. He's not going to force us to do anything. God wants us to be free. What does that mean? It's simple. Stop worrying. If God continue to allow breath to go into your body, stop worrying about if you're going to make it the next minute, the next second, the next hour. Live. If God told you that he's going to bless you and bring you out of this storm, financial crisis, whatever it is, live. Go to bed in peace. If God has given you a chance, take it. Don't surrender. Only surrender unto God. Don't surrender to debt. Don't surrender unto anything negative. Surrender unto God. It's very important. Never give up. Never give in. There's nothing in this world that could possibly satisfy you more than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is nothing. I don't care who it is. I don't care where you go, how you go, who made provisions for you to go with your Lord and Savior. There is nothing in this world that will satisfy you like Jesus. I told you, and I'm talking to you because I want to encourage you, and we have plenty of time. It's very important that we take life and we see life as a clock. Every day, y'all, we have 24 hours to get it done. We have 24 hours to live our best days. 24 hours, and then it starts over. Don't waste your time any day worrying about what's going to happen the next hour, the next day. God says, just live. If we trust God, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. I don't want you peeking. Don't peek. There is nothing for you to see. Don't peek. Just close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, I want you to stand up. Leave your eyes closed. And I want you to just listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm going to show you how God works. I want you to take two steps to the left. Don't move nothing. Keep your eyes closed. Two steps to the left. Stop. There's something there that's preventing you from moving. Identify it. Those who are in the perimeter. Now I want you to take two steps to the right. There is nothing in the way. And God says that if you're going the wrong way, go the other way. That's where you will find an opening to continue to move in your journey. Obstacles are not there to stop you from going in the journey. They're there to turn you around so you can go the right way. Listen to me. Did you hear what I said? Obstacles are in the way not to stop you from making it to the journey. It's there to turn you around. Think about it. When there are road closures, they want you to go the other way because that's the wrong way. They're working on the road. God says you have to go all the way around to get to that place. That's why God has it blocked off, because you're not ready for that right now. You have some people you need to meet. You have some places you need to go. You have some things you need to experience. You need to understand people. And you need to get to know yourself. Now listen, we're not finished. Keep your eyes closed. See, that's what I'm saying. Keep your eyes closed. Take two steps backwards. Stay right there. God says sometimes in this journey that we call life, God has to remind us where we came from, because when we start moving in a few minutes ahead and he starts blessing us, some of us forget the source. And so God has to remind us that he is God. I want you to take three steps forward. There is nothing. I want you to touch what's on the right. When I touch something that's on the right, I feel something. Now I want you to try to feel something on the left. Whoa, that's right there. That's how close we are to what God is ready to give us. That's how close God is to us. God says he's in hand distance. He's in knee distance. So that when we become weak, he just picks us up. When we go forward, he's right there. Amen. When we go backwards, all I want you to do, and you have to trust, all I want you to do is take your arm and reach back. Right there. God is right there. He says, I am the Alpha, and I'm the Omega, and I'm the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Now watch this. Don't open your eyes yet. I want you to, where you are right now, I just want you to make a 180. 180, that's it. I didn't say a 360. I didn't say go around and around and keep going. I said a 180. You are facing forward. God says we're moving forward. People in the perimeter, you are moving forward to the area. People in the area, you're moving forward. But I want you to take two steps to the side, baby steps to the side, on your left side. God says that this is how close we are to the perimeter. We have the ability to influence the people in the perimeter to come into the area. It's not, these people are not far off. They're right by us. He says some of them are family members. Some of them are close friends. Some of them are people that we meet on a daily basis. And yet we still refuse to reach out to them concerning the ministry of Christ. We'll tell them about everything else. And I'm not saying that you go to your prospective places and preaching to people. I didn't say that. But how you act, your disposition, should tell people that you know God. This is how close we are. We're not far from the perimeter. Always a barrier. And that's why we have to move forward, walk, two steps. Now I want you to turn left one time, one step. That's it. I am now face to face with something, someone. This is my opportunity to help someone understand who Christ is. My knees is currently touching the foot of the bed. I didn't plan this. God is illustrating this. This is how close we are. This is how we need to be. We need to be face to face with people, reaching out to people. Take one step back. Reach your hand back. I feel something when I reach back. My closet. God says when you go out, whatever you're touching now, God said that's a representation. I'm telling you, this is prophetic, y'all. If you listening to this ministry, you're supposed to be, because it's on point with everybody who's on this line. I just touched something. I want you to turn around and look at what you touched. I just touched an outfit that I would wear to church. God says that anytime you go out, he says you put on the full armor of God. You have to adorn yourself in love. Your heart must be adorned in love. Your mind must be adorned in the wisdom of God, and your mouth must be adorned with the words of God, and your feet must be in righteousness. Now what I want you to do, and this is the last thing, take two steps to the left. And I want you to extend your arm out and down. Currently, God says that your hands, our hands, when we tell people about Christ, some people are anointed to lay hands in order to deliver people. Some of you are. Some of you are prophets and evangelists and ministers who are listening. You are seasoned. And God says use your hands because your hands are anointed. He says touch the person because your hands are anointed and pray over them. And the reason why you are kind of in a position where you're bending is because God says that you have to get on their level. Because people are coming to you. Think about somebody crawling. They're coming to you with issues and problems that has brought them down. People are embarrassed, they're humiliated, and we have to get on their level. Remove your hand. Now I want you to move two steps to the right. And all I want you to do is put your arm up as high as you can. At that moment, I touched a little piece of a ceiling fan. But as my hand is wandering around, I had lost the ceiling fan at first, and now I'm touching the ceiling fan. And God says that we are to always trust and believe in God. And this fan represents coolness, because God says that hell is hot. He says that our job is to keep people from going to hell. Our job is to continue to lift up our eyes, open your eyes, from the hills which cometh our help. God says in heaven there's always movement, because God is always moving in our lives, the same way I'm moving this fan. And God says wherever we go, he says there is no hiding place. My hands are touching the petals of this fan, and I'm looking up. And God says he's looking down at everything that's going on. And as my hands are going in between each petal on the fan, it's like a trap, because God says that once you're called, he says there's no hiding place. Put your hands down. I want you to look down. And when you look down, you should see either the ground or hardwood floor. And God says what happens when you don't keep your eyes lifted up and you look down, God says then you have thoughts that are down. You start feeling down. You start talking down. You start knocking people down. You start hurting people. And you start your journey to hell. God says, look up. We all want to have eternal life. And the only way that we are able to have eternal life is if we look up. He says, because that's where the source for eternal life comes from. Nobody want to go to hell. Nobody want to die. But we all have to have an Alpha and Omega moment. We all have to be born and we all have to die. But we have to keep our eyes focused in between while we're on that journey. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I don't want y'all to give up. I don't want y'all to give in. I want y'all to know. And I already feel better. I'm glad that God allowed me to be on this ministry, because I'm encouraged. But I don't want you to give up. It doesn't matter. You have breath in your body. You have a reasonable portion of your health and strength. Some people are in worse situations. Some people have allergies so bad that their voice is gone. But God has given me the ability to still be able to have a voice. It's very important. God has been too good for us to give up now. Don't give up. Don't give in. I'm praying for each and every one of you. I want you to tell your family members about this ministry, and I want them to listen to it. Not to hear me, Lord knows, but to hear the word of God. God is with us. And I'm standing on the promises of God, because God has promised a lot of things. And within these 37 years of my life, God has always made a way. He's always come through. I can always depend on God. I can speak to God at any moment, and God gives me a word. Sometimes God doesn't say a thing, but he shows it. And if you have a gift, if God has gifted you with anything, which he has, use it. Not to bring somebody down, but use it to edify the kingdom of God. To sum up our lesson, you have to be careful who you allow in your circle. And I don't mean be paranoid, be lonesome, be a loner. Because there are some people who genuinely want to see you succeed. And hopefully they come from the AfricaLoveShow.com, because we're working on the heart. And if you ever are in a situation where you feel like it's just a distraction, it's breaking the peace, let it go. Let it go. But I want you to be like Joseph. I want you to endure to the end. And I want you to recognize that you have gifts. There are going to be people who don't like you just because of your gift. It has nothing to do with something you've done. But God says, keep on the journey. There are going to be people in your life who is going to literally save your life. They're going to encourage you. They're going to pick you up when you're down. Keep those people close. God always has someone, especially when he sends you on assignment. And many times in this journey, there'll be many things that happen. Some things that make you happy, some that make you sad. But utilize your gift to make it through, like Joseph did. And I'm talking about God's gift. Because it may prevent people from turning away from God because they see God in you. In conclusion, life has a way of bringing storms. We didn't even call for these storms. The environment that we set is not even precipitated for storms. But they come. But you must remember that just like it's a storm, there's always sunshine. And as we took on the role of Joseph, we understand that pain is real. And it happens through our life, whether it's sickness, whatever it is. But even in our lowest moments, we must remember that God has authorized us with a purpose and a plan. And God will rescue us even in our darkest moments. But as I close the book, I say endure to the end. I say keep the faith and keep pressing. If you still have breath in your body, God gave you a second chance. Some of us, he gave many chances. Keep going. Amen. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise God. And God said, it's going to be all right. You got to hang in there and you got to be strong and trust God. Don't worry about the next moment. Don't even worry about tomorrow. It's going to be all right. We all have our low moments. But God always has his high moments. Amen. Listen, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove or go to our freetoloveshow.com, click on Number One Love Radio or stellagospelmusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, any type of TV stations, please Facebook Dr. Afrida Love. Or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for your family members. It's not if, it's when you pray for your family members and your friends, put them all in one line. I have a couple that I'm praying for. And I know that the Lord speaks healing and setting free. And we have to believe. But put them all in one line. Pray for them. Call them by name. You never know what people are going through. You never know what people need. And every person on this earth needs prayer. So don't say we only have two or three family members. No, everybody needs prayer, including you. Put yourself in there too. Line yourself up and pray. Not only pray for your family and your friends, pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. there are some things, y'all, that's going on in this world. And I'm going to continue to say it, and I'll say it for the rest of my life. Thou shall not kill. There is no but. I don't want to hear it. That's a spirit, an evil spirit. There's no buts. The Bible says it. Alfreda's not saying it. The Bible says it. One of the commandments. Read it. And I'm especially talking to these parents with babies. If you have a child and you don't want your child, give the child to someone who will take care of it. Children shouldn't have to suffer. They didn't ask to come here, and they shouldn't have to suffer while they're here either. Relationships. If you can't get along, separate. You don't have to kill each other or kill yourselves. That's being selfish. Pray one for another. Amen. I want you to visit a couple of websites. We're not going to go over the websites quite right now because we're updating and everything's going to stay the same. The first page is going to change because I have other individuals and I've had those pages up for quite some time. But if you will, please go to AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. I've already had many different people ask about fashion. They're interested. About speaking, they're interested. So please be sure to check out the website. I have some individuals who are actually making music for different shows. If you need that, I have some professional gospel artists. EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Also go to stellargospelmusic.com. Check out that website. And then Alfreda.herpages.com. Check out that website. Amen. There's some events that's coming up. We have a few announcements to make. And I'm going to tell you about one event in particular. There's an event December 3rd and 10th at the Belmead Civic Center. It's open to Central Texas. It's really a store where children can go and get gifts for friends, teachers, parents. They can go get gifts, and these gifts, most of them, I'm going to say 80%, are probably $8 and under. So be sure to come. It's December 3rd and 10th. On December 3rd, we will be there at 1:30, about 1:30 to 7. And then December 10th, I'll be there all day because that's the last day. And it only happens once a year. It's annually. And so because we're going to be doing a lot of activities because we're going to start our 501 program. So just look out because there are going to be a lot of activities. We really want to work with our youth. I've been asked to sit on a panel for the school-to-prison pipeline, but that's in Atlanta. And also there's another one in Dallas that's going on. And so the objective is to help our youth. That's really the focus of this ministry. That's the real focus, although I want to save souls. But my purpose is to really help our young people in major ways. And so there are going to be a lot of programs now. We have a lot of liberty. There are going to be a lot of programs. And with these programs, we're going to be able to touch so many lives. Amen? Amen. So December 3rd and 10th, meet me at the Belmead Civic Center. It's open, right? You don't have to pay anything to get in, but we have different items for sale that the kids can buy for their mothers or fathers or grandparents or their teachers. And also the parents can buy things for their children, and it's very cheap. So Central Texas, you're invited December 3rd and 10th. I'm going to try to get a little media out there so that you guys can see the store and things of that nature. But it's going to be fun, so please come out. And also, Santa will be on hand as well to take pictures, so please come out. I have a couple of announcements to make. The Rance Allen Group will be live from San Francisco, featuring the new fan favorites all day long and Like a Good Neighbor. I'm thinking about State Farm. Amen. Praise God. You can pre-order this particular album on Amazon Music, the Rance Allen Group, live from San Francisco. Amen. Be sure to support Brother Rance Allen. He's phenomenal, and he's an anointed man of God. Amen. I've already told you about Santa's Toy Shop. Fred Hammond, Mr. Fred Hammond, Worship Journal Live. Buy it now on iTunes. And this is his first live recording in almost 20 years, featuring all new songs, Father, Jesus, Spirit, The Lord is Good, and One Touch. Amen. That's Brother Fred Hammond, Worship Journal. Be sure to support him. You know the Sister Tamla Mann had her album out, One Way. So be sure to check her out, check her album out. Also, Woman with Gifts, this is a nonprofit organization. On November 5th, 2016, Concert for Coach, a gospel coat drive concert featuring some amazing artists working together in efforts to bring warmth to families in our community. Be sure to support this particular organization. They're really into domestic violence. This will be at Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church, 5637 Chariot Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, where the Reverend Kenneth Barrett is the pastor. And this is entitled Concert for Coach. This is a coat drive. Praise God. What else? The Now Network, congratulations, is now on national cable television. This is based in Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. If you want to broadcast, then be sure to dial 864-498-6423. Once again, that's 864-498-6423 if you want to broadcast. Mm-hmm. All right. Trip Lee has a new album out, Rise, Sock It to Satan Night. This is a event, Sock It to Satan Night. This is on Saturday, October the 29th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Free entry. You can register online. Amen. The address is 800 South Hampton Road in DeSoto. Once again, this is Trip Lee Rise, Sock It to Satan Night, Saturday, October 29th. Free entry, and you can register online at SocketToSatanNight.com. SocketToSatanNight.com. Also, if you're a blogger, let me know. Hit me up on email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you as a blogger, and we can share blogs and promote each other. Amen. Praise God. Also, on TV One, check out TV One because there are a lot of new shows coming on. And so check out, give me just a second, so I can give you this information that I just received. All right. Jean of the Joneses premieres Sunday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to check out that. Also, Miss Natasha Williams, if you look on our website, alfredaloveshow.com, she is in the Grand Mongol magazine's photo, and she wants us to help vote by liking and sharing her page. So please support Sister Natasha Williams. She is one of the highlighted fashion makeup artist. So please be sure to support Sister Williams. Amen. I believe that concludes our announcements. As I said before, mark your calendars. If you're in the Bellmead area, Lacey Lakeview area, Temple Killeen, Dallas, Fort Worth, come on down to the Santa Toy Store. I know you're going to be visiting some people, and so come on down, and I would love to have you. And as I said before, if you're a business or a company and you're thinking about sponsoring a child, this would be a great place to buy some toys and some little whatnots. And also, I'm going to, God's will, the first week in December, I'm going to have some gift certificates for some children to come and to come to the store, and they'll be able to use those gift certificates. But there are certain criteria for that, certain criteria. And so I'm going to be sure to do that. And I'm not sure how many children will be selected, but there are going to be certain criteria, and I'm going to put it in the paper probably next month. And I'm going to select at least 3 or 4 children to be able to utilize that so that they can have something for Christmas. Amen. Amen. This is the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Listen, listen, listen. I want you to come back on tomorrow, God's will, because it's praying with love and power. And I believe in the power of prayer. I really do. I believe in the power of prayer. And so if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.